All right, this is part two of the Sports Gamble Podcast, NFL Week 1 Preview. Once again, we apologize for the echo on Manuel's voice, a little technical difficulty. Enjoy.
Yep.
All right, you ready? All right, we are back with the late games and the Monday games. Good old late games. I mean, on the West Coast, you know, they're not really that late. It's at 1 o'clock. I love it.
Oh, you want me to say if I love it or not?
No, I just want you to talk.
No, I was just thinking, like, anyways. Fuck, 1 o'clock, like, church is over, like, right around that time, so I'll be missing, like, but I already told Desiree, I was like, you know, Saturday, we're not going out. I'm going to church, or I'm getting up 7 o'clock in the morning to go to church. She's like,
I thought we're going out.
No, and then she told me, oh, Village Fest is, she's like, we're not going to church this weekend. My heathen wife is like, oh, we got Village Fest, and then Sunday, I got yoga. I was like, okay.
She's taking care of her body, dude. That sounds pretty religious.
Is that what yoga does?
Yeah.
No.
It's good for you. All right, anyways. Miami at Seattle. Seattle, 10-point favorites. Always the home favorite. 44 is the total.
Eesh. And it's coming down because I got me some 10.5.
Oh, man. This game is, yeah.
Yeah, but you...
I mean, I love Seattle. I don't know if I'm not going to lay 10 points, but fantasy-wise, you know, I think Russell Wilson has a really good game. I'm very, very interested to see the Thomas Rawls, Christine Michaels.
See, this is my logic behind this. This is my logic. Last year, Gaze, the new quarterback, the new coach from Miami... He gave Seattle quite a bit of scare, and that was with Jimmy Clausen at the helm for the Bears. So now he has better players. He has had, like, you know, 10 months to prepare for them. No, not 10 months. I'll say, like, 6-7 months to prepare for Seattle. We've talked about Seattle's offense line ain't the greatest. You know?
Shit, that's awesome.
But, you know, they have Cam Cameron and Ndamukong Suh. Now they can give Russell Wilson a run for his money, and I know that Gaze. I know you can scheme something up for that fabulous Seattle defense. I know, and I just think 10.5 is
man.
I mean, what do you think a score can be here?
It's a lot of points, dude. But you know Russell Wilson, dude. He's so small and shifty, dude. It's gonna be like
Dominican
Sue, like trying to chase around like a chicken or something. He's gonna like run underneath his legs and then throw a touchdown pass. To Luke
yeah,
Wilson.
He will, but I mean, the thing is, and then the Vance Johnson's a new defensive coordinator for Seattle, who used to be the DB's coach for Cincinnati. So I think he's played under, you know, he's learned a lot for Mike Zimmer, and I think he just the fact. I mean, if this is like week three, I think it'd be different. But Seattle's had, I mean, Miami's had all this time. Everybody's fresh. Arian Foster is 100% healthy right now. You know, the Jordan Cameron, it's not like Miami doesn't have talent, dude. These are pros that are going to play fourth quarters. And
they're not pros. They're the Miami Dolphins.
No, dude, they're pros, dude. 10.5.
Dude,
this
it's
is the
still...
NFL, man. This ain't the fucking watered-down baseball or watered-down Major League Soccer League. You know what I mean? Like,
dude, it's still Ryan Tannehill on the road.
Yeah, trust me. I like Ryan Tannehill, but he's got.
I'm not.
He's got
hella
playmakers.
I'm not saying that.
We're at a draft, and you're like, let's say Devontae Parker, and I like Devontae Parker. I just don't like on my fantasy team. I even passed on Jarvis Landry this year. You know what I mean? Like, and Jay Ajayi, he's good as a second stringer. I don't like him as a first, and he's a second stringer. What do you know? You know what I mean? They have Albert, Laramie Tunsil. So they got talent, bro. I'm serious.
So you're telling me you're going to?
I already did.
You're going to take the points.
I already got 10.5.
I'll be praying a backdoor cover for you, dog. I will not be anywhere near this bet.
No, dude. It's not going to be a backdoor cover, dude. Seattle,
right.
Run, they
okay.
don't even have
I'll
a
be
running
praying
back
for
situation
cover.
Like situated. The Seattle is in no mode right now to like whoop a team's ass. You know, they're still figuring it out.
What I'm trying to figure out is how do you have Russell Wilson, but then you have Luke Wilson. But they spell Wilson differently. How does Luke Wilson have Wilson with two L's? What kind of shit is that?
I don't know, dude. Maybe his mom was from, like, the back country.
I don't know. Anyways, you're crazy, but I think it takes courage, Manuel. You have a lot of courage taking those points. and I hope that you win. I'll be rooting for you. I don't have
Miami Dolphins. I'm not betting. Yeah.
I like that 0.5. I like that hook. That might save you. All right, next up we got Detroit traveling to Indianapolis. Indianapolis are 3.5 point favorites. When I saw this line, I was like, man, I would think Indy might be a little bit favored, just a little bit more. The total's 51.5. That's a lot of points.
Well, it did open up 5.5, and that's what I'm remembering right now. I see Detroit Lions. It opened up Indianapolis Colts minus 5.5. Then Indianapolis got decimated. Their secondary, they have, like, allegedly, per Ted Severansky, their top seven DBs are, like, hurt right now or out. That includes Vontae Davis. And remember that I told you they had worked on their offensive line, where it's still a work in process or it sucks. I mean, you have the Detroit front four. Caldwell, he used to be a former coach there. I think he's still a little bit bitter. They had to fire him after the year that Peyton got hurt. I mean, he didn't have a quarterback, so they just fired him unjustly. I think this is a revenge game from a coach, and people aren't seeing this angle, or they are, because it was plus 5.5. I'm still going to bet it, because as long as that hook's there, I'm going to get it, probably as soon as I get off here. I'm going to bet Detroit plus 3.5, but I remember I was like, oh, that's a sweet money line. The Colts tend to be slow starters. Even last year, they lost at Buffalo game one. You know, they lost at the Jets. They just start slow. So I don't see any different this year. You know, their secondary, I can't think of anybody that they have that's going to be worth a pass rusher worth of note. Like Detroit has Ziggy Ansah. That fool's fucking amazing. Yeah. I mean, you can talk about your fantasy goodness. Oh, yeah, you know, Stafford doesn't have Golden Tate. Sorry, Ebron's hurt. Amir Abdullah's whack.
Well, one thing I was going to...
You know what I mean?
No, I was going to mention right now. I mean, they're playing in the dome, first of all, so that's good for the Lions. Exactly. Second of all, Golden Tate is $7.3K. That's pretty pricey. So, I mean, the good folks over there at DraftKings are saying that, you know, he's going to be worth some money. I'm really interested to see Marvin Jones and Anquan Boldin and how they function in this offense, because there could be some pretty good passing there. And if you want to take a risk on Matthew Stafford and pair him up with one of these receivers, that might be something that not a lot of people are doing.
Yeah, I mean, and you want to keep Andrew Luck upright, you want to hand the ball off. And so I don't see how this total is at 51.5. I mean,
that seems
hell yeah.
High, man.
I mean, this total's higher than the Raiders and Saints over under. So I think they have to – they're preying on – that's too many points for me. We already know the Detroit offensive line sucks balls too, and it's not like they have a plethora of playmakers on at the running back position either. I see it as a team of the Lions and the under, tease them or parlay them, you'll be good.
Right. All right. Next up, we got America's team, the Dallas Cowboys, at home against the New York Giants. Dallas is 1 point favorite. The total is 46, and the story of this game, of course, is Dak Prescott.
Yeah, man, who would have known? Who would have known that a fourth rounder was going to overshadow the fourth overall pick in the draft?
You know who knew that shit? Me. Go back to our podcast when we talked about wide receivers, and what did I say? I said, fucking stay away from Dez Bryant because Tony Romo is a walking fucking back brace. And
dude, I actually like Dez Bryant more now.
Yeah, I mean, that could be, you know, the whole irony here is that, oh shit, like now maybe, yeah, Dez Bryant is worth more. I mean, I think Dez Bryant's fine. You know, he's athletically, he's great. He'll probably make quarterbacks look better than they are. But Tony Romo, man, god damn.
Dude, I don't know, man. It's just like, I think I like Tony Romo as much as the next guy, but Jerry Jones, man, you got to see this shit on writing on the wall. Like, you got to cut bait with this guy. You know what I mean? Like, I know his first back surgery should have been a sign. A lot of Cowboys fans will tell you when he muffled the fucking field goal in Seattle in that playoff game, they will tell you that was a sign. But,
I don't know, man. They got kind of gypped out of a call with that Dez Bryant catch a few years ago.
Yeah, that was 2 years ago. Yeah.
NFC Championship game. So. I mean, it's not like they were far off. you know. So
the thing with the Cowboys is healthy. I can't even say like, oh, their defense is good. They have like a very questionable secondary. I don't even know who their defensive ends are. And fuck, I like the coaching, you know, in the defensive line and defense in the defense, but they just do not convert turnovers. They don't create turnovers. They're going to be super conservative. I mean, I like Dak Prescott. I like him, and I'm not going to say but. I like him. I hope him. I hope and wish him well, because the league is better when the Dallas Cowboys and the Raiders are good. But I don't know, man. I don't know about this game. I have no clue. I'm going to watch it. Yeah, and it'll be fun.
I'm not. A lot of people are going to watch it and tune in to see how this Prescott kid does.
Well,
it's going to be a fun game, man, but I don't think I'm going to bet the total or the side, you know?
Yeah, I like the under either way. It was 49, now it's 46. I still like the under because the Dallas Cowboys are just going to run the shit out of it, and I can see, yeah, like, them being super conservative, even in the red zone, where, like, the field shrinks. And he just still doesn't have that chemistry with Dez Bryant. And drives are just going to stall and just going to be field goal fest. And, you know, the Giants, they don't have their kicker. So this is going to be another where, like, you know, in iffy field goal territory, they're going to have to punt it. They can't go for these kicks because it's going to be a game full of field position. So I would go with the under over any of the sides. And I might have to because, it's a late game. We know the NFL always screws it with, like, two late games.
Yeah, it's the Colts game and the Giants game. Well, and the Seattle game. There are three of them.
Yeah, so that's where I'm at. But people are going to tune in because, I mean, how the hell do we go talking about the Cowboys and Giants and not mention ODB?
Oh, they're going to tune in for I mean that goes without saying. ODB, and they're going to want to see how the rookie Ezekiel Elliott does. I'm just going to miss Tom Coughlin looking really pissed off at Eli Manning on the sideline when he throws an interception.
Oh yeah, dude, he's just all.
I'm really going to miss that.
Another delay of game, Eli. What the fuck's wrong with you?
Mm-hmm. Come on, son. Like he gives you that look like a dad who's disappointed in you. And Eli gives you the aw shucks, like, sorry, Dad. Sorry. Dude,
I don't know. I saw that look today a lot. I went to an AYSO referee meeting. There was some depressed motherfuckers in there, dude. I was like, damn, has it come to this, Manuel? You got to do this?
Yeah, dude. You got to do what you got to do. All right. Now we got the night game. Sunday night, New England Patriots at the Arizona Cardinals. Arizona -6. Total 47.5, and there is no Tom Brady on the field.
Okay, before you say anything, you make the case for the Cardinals, and I'll make the case for the Patriots. That is, you get me to bet Arizona -6, and I'll get you to bet New England. Or is that how I asked it? Posed it? Did I pose it like that?
I'm going for Arizona. You're going for New England. We'll argue those sides. Yeah. All right. Well, the best thing I can say is that Jimmy Garoppolo has never started a game. He's going on the road to a really good defense, and he's probably going to shart his pants probably the first series. And the Arizona Cardinals are going to win this game.
Score?
24-17. They cover.
They cover, and that sounds like an under.
24-17, that's an under. Yeah.
Okay. The over-under for the good folks at home is 48.
Okay. It's moving up a little
bit. No, it opened up 51.
Oh, okay.
What are you seeing? Right.
I'm seeing 47.5.
I'm seeing some 47.5. I see a 48. So if I see a 48, I'll buy it. But okay, all right. So I'm telling you, you bet New England +6 because Bill Belichick has a really good defense, and you've given him ample time to prepare and scheme against an Arizona defense that's over-aggressive. He's going to try to take advantage of the fact that, yes, he is going to have to get his diaper changed a couple times, but he will have the correct dump off at the correct time. And not only that, but you're going to have Arizona playing conservatively because they want to save Carson for the playoffs. And we've seen that Carson isn't really 100%. I don't know about physically or mentally, but something has happened to him since that fucking ass whooping he got at Carolina. So I see it as they both have good kickers and they're going to take advantage of that. They're going to play the field position game. And I really do think that these probably are the two best coaches in the NFL right here, right now. As far as strategy, having their teams ready, and plus six, I think Carson Palmer has dropped off that much. If Brady was playing, it would be, you know, New England plus three, and they'd probably win straight up.
You know what's going to happen, dude. You know Arizona's going to win by six. It's going to be a push, and everyone's going to be like, oh. There, as far as fantasy-wise, I think I'm more interested in the Arizona side. I really want to see how the running back splits go. And I like John Brown. He's the cheapest out of Fitz, Floyd, and Brown. But make sure you get John Brown and not Jerron Brown. That's how, you know, they try to trick you that way. But John Brown, J-O-N Brown.
How the hell did they try to trick you? That's their fucking name.
Dude, it's really close. But they're really close to each other.
No, that's how you should just know. And not trick yourself.
True. All right. Okay. Yeah, I like the under.
We like the under. And I like the Patriots. I like the Patriots plus six. And that's all murder she wrote.
Yeah, good luck with that. All right, Monday night. So there we have the Monday night doubleheader. They always give us.
All right, before you say anything, let's start off with the crappy game.
Oh, you don't want to save the best for last?
It's up to you.
All right. No, okay, we'll start off with the late game, 7:20 Pacific, 10:20 Eastern. I don't know how people on the East Coast are going to stay up and watch this, but we got Case Keenum and Blaine Gabbert in the matchup of the century of the week. The Rams at the Niners. The total is 44, and the Rams are 2.5-point favorites on the road.
Yeah, bro, I don't even know how they stay up. I don't even think Todd Gurley is worth staying up. If I'm on the East Coast, this game's starting at 10:20 p.m.? Are you kidding me?
God damn, you must really love football or you're Blaine Gabbert's mom or something. That's the only reason why you're staying up to watch this game.
Yeah, dude, you're Blaine Gabbert's mom.
Dude, but...
Oh, but you know, for her sake, this is my lock. Let's just spit it right on out. We both like the Niners.
Lock of the week for me. I'm going to do this once a week. My lock of the week this week, 49ers, money line, and the points. Go ahead and play them both because Niners are going to win this game. They don't have a lot of wins in their schedule. They've beaten the Rams at home with some pretty bad teams and some pretty bad coaches, and they're going to beat them at home, especially against Case Keenum. Todd Gurley could go off, and they'll still win, so I'm not really worried about that.
I can't really argue against that, man. You could win the first game of the season and still, you know, be shit-tastic this whole season. Remember, they brought out those black jerseys and they beat the Vikings last year. And the Vikings ended up being, you know, one play away from being in the NFC Conference semis, like I said earlier. And not only that, the Vikings ended up having the best against the spread record in the NFL last year. So you can shit the bed, you know, the first game and, you know, still be hopeful, LA Rams. But I seriously doubt it.
I don't think the Rams are that hopeful. I don't think the Niners are either. But I think just I don't see why they're getting points. I mean, the public is really down the Niners. But I think that line's disrespectful. It's disrespectful, Manuel. It's outrageous.
It's an outrage. No, but seriously, all right,
let's move on from that.
I don't want to bypass something. This is a rivalry because this is a NoCal versus a SoCal game, you know? So this game should be hard-hitting, and, you know, Fisher's always doing something to try to cheat, you know? So how many Tavon Austin's reverses are we seeing in this game? Over under two.
I'll take the over.
Oh, okay, so how many reverses for both teams combined? I just remember Chip Kelly's on the other sideline.
Shit. Nah, he might throw Curly. One in there, but
you just picked up Curly, wide receiver Curly.
Oh, and he's starting. He's our starting slot.
Dude, I can already see his name's Curly being Curly's goal from City Slickers if he gets into the end zone like once.
I like that. The Niners theme, it's gold. He might be onto something there.
unfortunately, yeah. I am. Anyway, fantasy goodness. All right. Fantasy goodness.
Vance McDonald. Kirk Cousins. Oh, you're moving on games already. I was just going to say Vance McDonald, tight end for the Niners. 3.1K, very cheap. He could definitely justify his value. But yeah, let's move on. Sorry. This is the early game on Monday, and you are right. There is lots of fantasy goodness. Pittsburgh -3 at Washington. 50 points is the total. Give me the over. Give me all the players on this field. There's going to be a lot of points. I like it.
I'm going to go with the under and deflategate right here. Dude, I just think Pittsburgh is going to bank on the pass. The front seven of the Washington Redskins is good enough to stop whatever D'Angelo is going to bring to the house that day. And remember, even if Washington's run defense isn't that good, they will be jacked up to play week one because this is a home game. This is a Monday night national home game. So they're going to stop D'Angelo's old ass. And as it is, Pittsburgh's offensive line is kind of shaky. They lost left tackle Kelvin Beachum. I know we were saying, like, well, man, didn't you tell me the secondary sucked for Pittsburgh? And yeah, it does. But I think it'll hold up. Just in this game, he'll hold up against Washington. And, you know, the offense will be a little bit rusty, but in the end, you know, they'll connect with, like, Jordan Reed and then another Matt Jones touchdown. And it's be like I'm going to go with, like, a 20-16 ball game. And I know that's really, really low.
But, oh, man. So you think Vegas is off by 14 points?
Yeah. They have to set it, dude. This is a public game as it gets.
It is, man. I get that. But I just think these two offenses are going to come out firing. And a sneak.
No, I think there's going to be a lot of balls hitting the ground. And just it's going to be an ugly, sloppy game.
Oh, man. I see a 33-28
Pittsburgh. Mind you, I'm in the minority, but I like it because I see it playing out under. I like the home game in this team and this one as well. I like the momentum to carry them. So 20-16 Redskins.
All right. So that's it, man. Those are all the games. I want to know, Manuel, are you going to give the public, are you going to give the people out there your picks? Are you going to post them on the blog?
Dude, I'm posting them right now. I'm pouring out my heart right here on the podcast. They go out. They just write them down whenever something comes out of my, some gold comes out of my, spews out of my mouth, you know?
Right. True. But maybe we could make a blog post about some picks Saturday night. Sunday morning, Saturday morning.
No, I think we could do something like Friday night. That's fair. We can do something Friday night. And you can post it. They have all day. People can sit, you know, they can think about it Saturday or whatever. So that's doable.
All right. Well, our plan is to get a podcast up and out every week. We're going to do it like this. We're going to run down the games. We're going to talk about some fantasy goodness. And, you know, we're going to do it out there for all of our listeners, all six of you.
Yeah, man, definitely. That's fair. You know, I'll put down some of my bets. I bet a lot. I consider myself a volume better now. I was trying to think about how many bets I had, like, Thursday and Friday. Because Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, I had 18 bets. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So, no.
All right. And with that, we're out. Peace.
losing, not winning enough. Sports Gamble Podcast. Your mom's favorite sports gamble podcast.